Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it is time for a little tech takeout. Dave Greenway is on the line. What's happening, sir?
Yo, dude, what's cracking?
Very, very good. Very, very good. I see that our first story today is directly for one person. Producer Kat is going to take a specific interest in the story. So I'm going to step aside now. Producer Kat, you there?
Yes.
Okay, Dave Greenway has got some very big news to break to you about, well, he'll tell you for himself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you want to go ahead, Greenway?
Okay, so on the 7th of September, is just over a week away. So in 8 days' time, at 7 p.m. in the night, South African time, there will be an iPhone event.
Yeah, I saw it on social media. It's so great. It's just
there we
so
go.
Great.
So 7 p.m. our time. It's perfect. It's 7 p.m.
Yeah.
on the 7th for the iPhone 7.
Yes. And we can watch it on social media.
And you can watch it everywhere. If you've got an iPhone, you can even stream the event live on your phone. You can watch it.
Boom. Yeah. Producer Kat for weeks and weeks and weeks has been asking Greenway when the next iPhone is coming out. And now she knows. 7th of September, iPhone 7. Look at them doing things with 7s there. Is it going to be like amazing? I mean, we've spoken about it quite a bit, but have they managed to turn it into like a square cube centimeter thing yet? Or like, is it a hologram? Or is it just same of more of the same?
So I reckon more of the same this year. It's probably going to look very, very similar to the 6 and the 6S. We're probably just going to lose the headphone port. Most of the massive redesign, we reckon, is going to be saved for next year because next year is the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone. So next year is going to be the big one. We think there's going to be a big, you know, iPhone massive event thing next year. For this year, you're probably going to have to settle in and have something very similar, just better. So better battery life, more powerful, no headphone jack, which I'm not sure if everyone's really happy about, but that's basically where we are.
Okay. All right, let's shift gears for a second. Speak about Facebook making money from WhatsApp. Wait, how do they do that? Because they haven't charged me anything for it yet. What's going on?
Okay, so WhatsApp just updated its terms of service. And if you've gone into WhatsApp recently, you might have seen a new terms of service thing pop up and you just clicked it and you were like, oh, who cares? And you left it and you let it go away. What it says is that they can sell your phone, well, they can share your phone number with Facebook, who will then be able to pass that on to advertisers. So there is a way to turn it off. You go into, so you open WhatsApp, you go to the settings page. So it's if you own an iPhone, it's that little gear symbol in the bottom right-hand corner. Once you're in settings, you click on account. And then at the bottom, there's a little share my number thing, which you can untick. So you should do that within the next 30 days.
Hang on. Tell me that again. I'm in settings.
Okay, so in settings, then go to account.
Yeah. Ah,
and
what?
That little thing that's turned on at the bottom, turn that off.
What? They said share my account info. They never asked me, are you sure you don't want to use your WhatsApp account information to improve your Facebook ads and product experiences? If you tap don't share, you won't be able to change this in the future. What the hell?
Yeah.
Just that pisses me off that they just did that without asking, Greenway. I never would have found that. I'm never in settings under account and...
Exactly. So basically that little thing that popped up, most people just shunted it away, but you had to go into it to say no. So you tacitly agreed to it by just dismissing that we've got a new terms of service thing. Don't do that. Definitely look at the new terms of service and definitely say no. Basically what they're going to do is they're going to use your phone number and the things you talk about and the things you share to basically, you know, make your Facebook ads better. So I don't really care for that personally. And it's actually a bit worrying because the CEO of WhatsApp, Jan Koum, one of his biggest things is that their initial message was none of your data has ever been shared or collected and stored by WhatsApp and we don't have plans to change that. Mm. And now 2 years later, they've changed that. So I'm worried, but we'll see.
It's not ideal.
So just go and untick that thing for now, and then let's move on to the next, because WhatsApp not exactly doing great things in my eyes at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, I've done it. Okay. Let's shift gears. Maybe we should turn all our attention not to what Facebook are doing to try and swindle us, but rather to what Fitbit are trying to do in terms of trying to slim us.
So Fitbit have launched an updated version of their Flex 2, the Flex, which is now the Flex 2, and the Charge, which is now the Charge 2. The Flex is the one without a screen, and it's now become fully waterproof, so you can go swimming with it even. And the Charge 2, which is the one with the heart rate sensor, they've increased the size of the display by 4 times. So it's now a massive display, which is actually quite cool. And it's also finally waterproof as well. So you won't be able to like go swimming and stuff as far as I know, but you will be able to, do a whole bunch of cool things. You can even do, it's not quite VO2 max, but it estimates your fitness in a similar way to your VO2 max, which is what athletes use to see what their fitness is about. So we're looking good. There will be the Flex 2 goes in, sorry, the Charge 2 goes on sale this month. For 3,000 rand, so it'll be through the iStore and all the online retailers because the iStore are the official retailer and importer. And then the Flex 2 comes in October, so in just over a month at 1,900 rand. I think these are, I mean, the original Charge was probably the best fitness tracker with a heart rate monitor, so the Charge 2 should be even better. So I'm keen.
Very, very cool. Sounds fantastic. Fitness technology is becoming something that we just can't ignore anymore. I mean, in the beginning, I was like, what are you doing with that thing on your wrist? It's very gimmicky. But now I'm starting to get it.
So there's this big thing around the quantified self. So being able to take all these measurements about your body and being able to actually figure out stuff from it. So you measure how well you're sleeping, how deep your sleep was, how restless you were, and being able to change your sleeping patterns. So perhaps less caffeine at night or more water during the day, or less water just before you go to sleep because you have to wake up and go to the bathroom, and basically improving your sleep because of that, and therefore improving a lot of other things like your general health and how much energy you have during the day. So quantified self is a massive thing. I think we're still figuring out exactly where we want to be with all of these metrics. We're just collecting a whole bunch of data at the moment, and we're not really turning it into anything super useful yet. But that doesn't mean that one day someone's not going to come up with something amazing that you can use all of this data for. So for the moment, rather collect as much as possible. And then, one day when someone turns on this amazing feature that takes all of the fitness data you've collected and crunches it into something awesome, like this is the one exercise you should be doing, rather have a whole bunch of data than too little data.
Absolutely. All right, that's all the latest news, right?
Yeah, so there was something that popped up a little bit earlier in the day. So Apple's in trouble with the European Union at the moment. So if anyone knows how Apple's tax is structured, basically what they do is they keep as much money as they can in Europe and specifically in Ireland because they pay less than 1% tax on it because they've got this super favorable agreement with the Irish government. So whenever anyone tells you that Apple has like $200 billion or something in cash, they actually don't. They've got it sitting in Ireland, and if they ever had to bring it back to America, they'd have to pay like 30% tax on it. So they still have a lot of money, but they'd probably have to pay like $70 billion in tax to get it into America. And now the European Union's just said that Apple owes them $13 billion for tax avoidance, basically, because of this super special agreement they have with the Irish government. So the Irish government don't want Apple to pay it because then Apple might withdraw a lot of their administration business from Ireland, which would cost them jobs. But the European Union is saying, screw you, basically give us 210 billion rand, or $14 billion, or 13 billion euros, however you really want to phrase it. But basically, that's how much money the European Union is saying Apple owes them. And now there's a fight. So, yeah.
Yeah, let them figure it out. All right, that there is all the latest tech news. Dave Greenway, thank you very much.
Thanks, dude. At least you don't owe the European Union money. That's one way to go to bed tonight.
One way to go to bed. Cheers, bro.
Cheers. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.